That theme song means it is once again time for the Geek Wolfpack podcast.
No, it's not. That theme means it's time for the Shared Desk, and I am your host, T. Morris.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
She's
coffee and contemplation.
And sitting over to my left,
I'm Pip Ballantyne.
And we have a full house on this Geek Wolfpack Shared Desk Mondo mega size show because sitting next to Pip.
Hello there, I'm Serena.
If I hear any more language like that from you, young lady, you're in for a jolly good smack bottom.
Can we just pretend that that never happened?
And
nice.
And thank you. And sitting across from me.
Welcome to the smorgasbord. I am Nick Kelly.
Can't have more than one best friend.
Says who?
Says logic.
Why call bull on your logic? Because you're my best friend, too.
There you go. There you go, Nick. Nothing but love, baby. Nothing but love. Big
thank
hearts.
You, thank you.
Big hearts. And then we got to do a quick shout out to your better half.
Yes. Stacia Kelly, who's under the weather.
You may be a doctor, but I am the doctor.
Yes. And then sitting across from me,
I'm Brandon Kelly.
It's Hanu.
And all the way from the Great White North,
I'm KT Brisky.
Take off to the
And
it's not a video podcast.
Thank God.
And just as a quick,
there's always room for Rush.
There's always room for Giddy Lee of Rush.
Horror.
And to go back to where some of these brand new drop ins came from, I have to play this. I just have to play this.
Nice.
Run fast. Be kind. Doctor, I let you go.
If you haven't watched, if you have not watched the Christmas episode of
Me?
Doctor Who this year, you have not yet. You have not yet, Serena. What did you think, Pip?
Well, you know, I like.
Hey, you know,
hair.
You can always lean forward or
I could.
There you go. Knock the child off. Give your mother some room.
I'm going to turn it. No,
there you go.
There we go.
Hey, the microphone turns.
The microphone turns. Yeah, I like Capaldi. He's a great actor. He's great hair. And it was a shame that he only really got, I think, the good writing in the last season.
He did 4 years, but I understand that the first season was pretty rough.
Yeah.
But the last three really, and the last season that he played the Doctor.
He had Bill.
Yeah. The good news is that now we can look forward to him in a future season as the villain on Jessica Jones.
Oh,
really?
Is that what he's
no, I don't know if it's true, but David Tennant was the first one, so we might as well just continue.
Let's start a rumor.
Let's do it right here. You guys.
You hear it first.
Exclusive insider.
Katie, what were your thoughts of the? Because it was funny. You said I want to watch something light. Let's watch the Doctor Who Christmas special. That was not a light special by any stretch
it's
of the imagination.
It's a lot lighter than some of the other stuff you were suggesting.
That is true.
Very true.
Yeah. It was very cleverly written. I thought there were some really nice callbacks to other parts of the Who mythos. There was some really interesting thematic stuff going on with memory and what comprises us.
Yeah.
As people and entities. So yeah, I quite enjoyed it.
And I want to also say big shout out to David Bradley, also known as
Filch.
As Filch.
Indeed.
Yeah, Filch. It was really clever. I was telling the Kellys about how this whole thing started was it opens with previously on Doctor Who. And then you see this the original teleplay in 4:3 ratio of a David Hartnell episode. Lean into the damn microphone, woman.
I'm taking the mic. Hartnell.
You know, in the fourth edition of Podcasting for Dummies, I'm going to remove all the pictures of you because you're always doing the podcast like this. So let's try this again.
Sorry, what was that?
The whole fourth edition is just lean into the microphone. It's a whole version.
You just open it.
One chapter,
indeed.
And it's all pictures of Pip. so they start off with, and it says previously on Doctor Who, and then you see the opening clip of a Hartnell episode, and it says 709
wow.
episodes ago.
Even Supernatural's not up to that yet.
True.
And then they have this moment where Hartnell is doing a monologue, and they crossfade from Hartnell to David Bradley, who played Hartnell in An Adventure in Time and Space. And it was seamless. Mm-hmm. It was freaking seamless.
So that's a good way to end 2017, really.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. Yeah, Alpha Omega. What's
yeah,
old
we're
gonna
we're all gonna regenerate in 2018.
There you go. Oh, there geez. You go.
And become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
So anyway, guys, welcome to the studio. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We've been in the studio. Spoilers, like we were recording another podcast, right?
Yeah.
What is that podcast?
HappyHourFromTheTower.com.
There you go.
And you killed our Christmas tree. Congratulations.
Well,
10 out of 10.
We did. We butchered your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
How much XP did you get for that?
Well, you know, I understand there was a scaling problem, and you know, and I think some of the glimmer and the XP was off, but we'll have to look into that.
So we're starting on the naughty list.
For killing Christmas trees.
Killing Christmas trees.
Good right. way to start 2018.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, speaking of weird Christmas things, so I know she's not here to defend herself.
That's a good way to start.
But Stacia has spent since mid-October pivoting between the Hallmark and Lifetime channel, and they're all their Christmas movies.
Seriously, right? Lana, call Kenny Loggins because you're in the danger zone.
That's
fine.
That's a bad place to be.
This isn't a knock on her. This is a knock on their programming. Because yesterday they went from one of the Maggie's Magical Christmases to Battlefield Earth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it should come with a neck brace, that channel.
Yeah.
Bad.
I bet.
The whiplash.
Yeah. Wow. Man, a little bit of a...
Riprash.
Wow. Whee. Okay, I'm just trying to... You go from saccharine sweet Christmas legends and Christmas fun mm-hmm. to John Travolta working his way through L. Ron Hubbard's...
Klingon-looking...
Yeah, masterpiece. Mm. Whoo!
That's how Dad did it. That's how America does it.
It's not... Not
and
good.
It's worked out pretty well so far.
Okay, wow. So, how were the holidays for you guys, though? What did you guys? What did you pick up, Brandon?
Boxes.
Nice.
Bring them back to the shed. That was earlier this morning, wasn't it?
Oh, thank you for helping me take down the decorations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Now, no, I was
let's,
talking
let's
about
backtrack a little bit.
Yeah, let's
this
backtrack to Christmas morning. What did you find under your tree?
A lot of socks.
You guys are delicious.
Most of which were fluffy, so it counts.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Serena, you also got some fluffy
indeed.
Socks. And what else do you pick up? It's called a podcast, Serena. You talk into the microphone, and
that's what I'm doing.
Okay, so seriously, what is it you picked up?
I got a few things that I guess were nice.
Lean in and
no,
I am leaning
in.
First
time in her life. Suddenly she's gone quiet. We could hear her upstairs when she was
indeed.
All over on the Minecraft. Yes. So along with your fuzzy socks, what else did you pick up?
I picked up some new headphones and a drawing tablet.
Yeah, nice.
We still need to sort that out.
Oh, we do need to sort that out.
Boy.
You're absolutely right.
One of my friends
said
the exact
same
problem.
Tomorrow.
What with a
drawing tablet?
I was going to say drawing tablets or speaking into the microphone.
No.
Okay.
They don't have a podcast.
What else did you get for your feet, Brandon?
Yeah.
I got ice skates.
Oh!
Hey.
Nicely done.
Which leads to this, because I know you don't know the answer.
Okay.
You might, because you are knowledgeable in a lot of things.
Pointing to Casey.
Pointing to Beer Girl. Beer Girl Brisky. Pointing
in an audio podcast.
So we learned, because we're at the ice rink every Friday night, and they have, I know in Canada they're called chairs, as how you teach little kids how to skate.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah, nice. You put a chair in front of them, you hold on to the chair. So in order to charge people for that, instead of lending them a chair, they have penguins. They're little, like 2 feet tall, and you put handlebars on them, and it's
same. They're adorable.
That's right. So unnecessary, but quaint.
Well, but you can't charge $5 for a chair, right? So
they have those for roller skates as well.
Yeah, so there were a bunch of these kids on these little penguins Friday night at the rink, which led to the question, what is a group of penguins called?
Oh.
Does anybody know? I do not know.
I don't know.
No, you will not Google
it. They're not Canadian penguins.
It is. There's two answers.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And when they're in water, what are they called?
I don't remember that one.
When they're on land, what are they called?
A waddle.
No. A waddle. How adorable.
Then you waddled away.
A waddle of penguins. And when they're in the water, they're called a raft.
A raft of penguins.
Yeah. That's like, I didn't believe it when I looked it up either, but, you know, it's on the internet, so it must be true.
Wow.
It's like a wisdom.
I feel like they could have been great in Titanic. A raft of penguins comes up and saves. What's his face?
Would have saved Jack. It would have saved Jack because apparently Rose couldn't scoot the F over.
And
you want to learn how to woo a woman, you got to watch Titanic.
Tackle one grab.
So that was what we learned. That was the big thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Katie, what about you? How was your Christmas holiday? How were you
in Hoth?
In Hoth, yeah.
It wasn't that cold
in Hoth,
yet. We got, I guess, for you guys, like 8 to 10 inches of snow on Christmas Eve. So that was
which is wow. a dusting for you guys.
Nice.
No, for Toronto, that's a pretty solid dumping.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we don't get as much snow as people think. But it was very picturesque. It was very lovely. It was a nice, quiet Christmas with my family.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I felt very adult. I got a new kitchen island.
Ooh.
Which replaced the awful, like, chrome top falling apart kind of table I'd had in my kitchen before.
Yeah.
So it was very good.
So you adulted for Christmas.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes,
very
I did.
Cool.
Was there beer?
Not as much as I would have liked. I was getting over a stomach bug.
Year ain't over yet.
No, we're gonna make up for lost time tonight.
Fresh off the plane, we took her to Old Busthead Brewery out in beautiful Fauquier County.
There might have been an app where you were leveling up repeatedly.
I love that. Nick sent the message like, "I see T has unlocked so many badges. Is he asleep?" And I was like, "Yes."
Yeah. I was out
like a light. But man, we had some good beers. We had some good beers over at Old Busthead, and the food. Good grubbin. The food truck was good.
Delicious.
Grubbin.
It was delicious.
You tore through those.
I had two of them. They were gone in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of pork sliders, and then I had some prime rib sliders, and Pip had a rice bowl. It was good. Good food.
There's definitely a meat theme to this trip.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Meat and beer.
Because currently I am upstairs smoking my butt. I am
why?
Proudly
there
smoking.
There's so many
smoking
butt jokes.
Butt.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we're all 12 on this show. we've been having fun.
It was a nice,
as for myself,
butt.
I am sitting.
No,
I am sitting in my. Speaking of butts, I am actually sitting in my my holiday gift. It is a gaming chair from OP Seat. As Nick
so what
calls
you
it.
Could say is your butt is comfortable there and upstairs.
Yeah, well, my butt is getting smoked upstairs. Unless I was in the Crucible with Brandon would be smoking my butt in there. That's an entirely different situation altogether. So the plan for this show, apart from utter mayhem, is to actually talk about
mayhem.
No, that different mayhem. Oh. Different mayhem altogether.
Oh.
Different show. Happyhourfromthetower.com. So we're here to talk about what we're planning for 2018, and because you know this is the new year, and
new year, new me,
new year. Yeah, there you go.
No.
So let's go ahead and let's start off with Serena and Brandon, the youngest in the studio. You got a brand new year coming up. In fact, both of you are getting ready to leave middle school and
Indeed.
Head off to. I almost said college. Whoa. High school. High school.
Not yet. Whoa.
Slow your roll, T. Slow your roll. So
that is a university for our Canadian listeners.
There you go.
No,
so
college
so
let's, too.
Oh, I thought it was just university.
Yeah,
they're two slightly different things for us, but
I still
there.
Don't know the difference between college and university here in the United States.
I think I kind of know. It's basically I kind of do, but yet kind of don't at the same time.
Well,
as a complete sidebar,
just take a guess. Well, I don't know.
It's the difference between free and absolutely free.
Ah, there
that's
you go.
What it is.
All right, fine.
University is not free in New Zealand.
No, nor in Canada.
No.
Well, anyway, so Serena, what are your you're looking ahead at 2018? What are your thoughts? What are you planning? What are you planning? Serena, this
Cricket.
Is a podcast.
Cricket.
It's audio.
To do nothing.
Come on, talk to me.
Are you going to draw on your brand new drawing pad?
Yeah,
true.
I mean, let's talk about what you want to see happen in 2018.
I guess just get into Golgan and just.
And just.
So when I edit ADHD D&D, this is what it's like every time.
Yeah, I feel your pain.
Yeah.
I do feel your pain. Okay, then let's go over to Brandon.
Come on, Purple.
Brandon, Purplehead.
Have less overall celebrity deaths in the year.
Wow. Okay.
True.
Can you stop that?
Are you responsible for the celebrity deaths?
No comment.
If you took out David Bowie, we're gonna have some issues.
Oh boy,
that was natural causes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because man, I didn't realize you were gonna go that dark.
I didn't have anything snarky to say, so I
wasn't even looking.
Somebody
for
has to cover
the
emo angle of the podcast.
I suppose so.
Just look at my hair.
Thank you.
Just flip it
all right,
in front
well,
of your eye again.
Let's,
yeah.
let's see if we
there
can
we
expand
go.
On
now
this.
Now he's anime hero mode.
Yeah, Serena.
Yes.
Why Colgan?
All the Titans.
What is it about Colgan?
Well, they have it's like Well, they have like stuff for the arts and stuff like that.
And the stuff in the arts that you are focusing on is
creative writing.
All right. So, how have you been preparing for this audition? I'd like to hear. Hey, would you two like to have your own podcast? I mean, don't mind us. I'm trying to pull teeth here, but no, you go on ahead, please.
Oh no, finish your tweet. That's fine. Just give us a second.
Ask how you say dead air in Canadian. That's all. That's my question.
Nice. Is by talking over other people. Fantastic, Serena. We were talking about the creative writing. How are you preparing for your creative writing audition?
Practicing prompts and stuff like that.
What's been the hardest thing so far?
I think it's like after a little while, the nonfiction was like easier to do. I guess poetry is hard.
Why is poetry hard?
I don't know. I mean, it's
you should just be able to just sit, you know, just rhyme and sound pretentious, and that's poetry in a nutshell. What?
How dare you?
Okay.
Yes.
How dare thee?
What is your?
How dare thee? How dare thee?
She's been watching the BBC comedy Upstart Crow.
Indeed.
With us.
It's difficult for her because her mom hasn't died of tuberculosis.
There it is. Anyway. Cough up more blood.
You are in the morbid section of the podcast today.
Also, it's doubly hard because she herself does not have tuberculosis.
Yeah. There's that, yeah.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. If you had tuberculosis, poetry just seems to flow. I don't know what. Apparently. Like the blood out of your throat. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, God.
So.
Why?
All right. So
moving on.
So you've been working on writing nonfiction. You've been working on writing essays. You've been working on fiction. Where do you feel like your passion lies? Where do you feel that this is what you really want to pursue?
In a bed.
No, that's you, bud.
What?
Yeah.
What do you enjoy writing the most?
Fiction. Yeah.
Why is it that you enjoy writing fiction?
It's kind of easy to do, and also I just let my imagination just plop onto the paper, so it's.
Plop on the paper.
That's entirely how we all do it. We
isn't that how Fifty Shades of Grey happened? Just kind of plopped on the paper.
It was imagination.
But I actually do it right instead of Fifty Shades of Grey, so.
Dang. She went there. So, Brandon.
I did.
Suck it, Trebek.
Suck it, Trebek. Now, Brandon, what about you? I honestly thought that you're going to be going in for choir, but it turns out you are not auditioning for Colgan for choir,
no.
Right?
It's the music tech program that I'm interested in.
And what is it about the music tech program that interests you and attracts you?
As my father and I are both good fans of Celldweller.
Celldweller, yes.
Or Clayton. Mm-hmm. Clayton.info, I think.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a really cool thing to get into. And then I started messing around on GarageBand with the stuff that they had.
Or as we like to say in this house, GarageBand. GarageBand.
Why?
Yes.
Sure.
Because that's how you say it.
I don't think so.
And then you're already doing it.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, I heard some of it. It was actually quite tight. Very nice. Nicely done. And so is that what you're looking to get into? Do you want to get into music production? Or do you want to get into music performance or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Oh, so you're going to be like, the self-producer like Clayton.
I could have just said yes.
but you've got the time behind the mic, mm-hmm. So I understand. You sound great. Thank you for leaning in.
I know I do.
Yeah, I lean in too.
I know. Yes, you are. All right.
Pip, however,
is still working on it.
So I drew you the cover of Podcasking for Dummies, Volume 4. It's down there at the bottom. The scale is one inch. 1 inch equals 1 mile. There you go.
Because it's an audio podcast, pictures work so well.
That's a picture of Pip on mic.
That's nice.
So there you go. I don't know
Welcome.
How kilometers.
Okay.
That's right.
So now that we have an idea of where the youngins are heading in 2018, let's go with you, Pip. Let's go with you. So lean, there you go.
Yes,
nice.
What about you for 2018? What are your plans? What are you looking to accomplish in 2018?
Do a lot of audio books because we're recording Operation Endgame. Write 4 books. Two Verity Fitzroy ones. Yeah.
Four.
But they're only 60,000 words, so then they're...
4 books.
Yep. I'm calling it now.
That's 100... Wait.
No,
that's
no, no, no.
two?
That's 140,000 words.
That's not that.
Yeah, that's a... That's
a quarter million, but it's doable.
It's doable. It's doable.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Oh, fine. Thanks for the support.
No, I just, I'm like, that's ambitious.
I'm going to be ambitious this year.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
And, yeah, and just record a lot of stuff. Maybe this is totally out of my hands, but since Brandon is stopping celebrity deaths, I feel like it's actually a very low bar to clear.
I never said stop.
Just less.
Oh.
Yeah. Less.
So if you don't count editing or anything, that's only 658 words a day.
That's not too bad, that's is it, bad. Really?
Yeah, see?
You can do that.
How do you eat the elephant? 658 words at a time.
Yeah. Actually, it's 600. No, you just cleared it.
You're going to do math
just
on the fly.
Just round it up to 666, and then you've got a nice buffer.
666, yeah. Well,
tell us what you're going to be writing about.
All right, then. Well, Nick, what about you? What are you and Stacia hoping to accomplish in 2018?
So I have a book already available for pre-release. It's coming out January 15th.
Hey, now. Yep. What is that book?
So, Catwalk Obedience, book 4 in the Leon Catwalk caliber cyberpunk.
Book 4?
Yeah, well, book 5's almost done.
Oh, wow.
But
man.
Book 4 is out.
Congratulations.
Yeah, book 5 was my nano project, so I got to 60 something and it's still not done. I got more to write on it. So
why don't you tell us a little bit about the Catwalk series? Just tell me all about it.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, just bring us up to speed.
As Pip said, it's cyberpunk noir. So, you've got a ex-cop who has a bunch of cybernetics that he didn't ask for, and he finishes his cop career and goes out to what used to be the City of Angels to lay low and take odd jobs and just live among the dregs of society. And in book one, that all comes crashing down because a crazed religious zealot makes cybernetic versions of the Four Horsemen, and Cat's the only one who can stop him.
All right.
Then it takes off from there.
Nice. Very nice.
That's Catwalk Messiah, and you can buy that on Amazon. Or Amazon. Sorry.
Amazon.
As Nuck, I have to pronounce things this way.
There you go. Nuck. Okay, and
but on Stacia's behalf, since she's not here,
yes,
she will have
yes.
book 2 of the Goddess Chronicles out as well.
Yay! Yes. Awesome. So. Now that's the one that she featured in Tales from the Archives, where she did a crossover with.
That is one of the Urban Samurai. That's her other series that we have together.
The
which,
other series.
Yes. So okay. And we'll have one of those out this year too.
Great.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys are busy. Are we? Well, I know of one place where we are going to be going to con-wise.
Would that be Guardian Con?
That would be Guardian Con.
Scenic,
don't
beautiful Tampa,
MacFest.
Florida.
Yep. And
MacFest is next weekend.
Hopefully, you're gonna. Yeah, MacFest is next weekend.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yeah. MacFest is next weekend.
Up on you.
Yeah.
I know. And sadly, we are not.
Oh, boy.
We're not able to do any of our panels, so we'll have to aim for.
We're still going to go.
Oh, we're still going to go, but yeah, we're still going to go. Yeah, so absolutely. Any other conventions that you're eyeballing or looking up or thinking about attending?
We had a blast at a bunch of them this year. I know AwesomeCon was good. I know NovaCon changed its name, so it's not going to be the same thing. But definitely want to get back to BlurredCon because that was an absolute blast.
Yeah.
Shout out to our buddy Colby from Nerd Gains,
at
Nerd Gains. And then we'll just see who's coming to town and who we can go chit chat with.
Absolutely, be good times.
Yep.
That leaves Katie. I'm setting this one out for a bit. So Katie, what about you? What are you looking at for? Well, first off, what did you accomplish in 2017?
And no one else got to say what they accomplished.
Yeah, but you're a special guest, and you're from Canada, and you're darling.
They've
so
already heard.
Oh, okay.
You're darling in that dark or foreboding sort of way. So.
Well, I guess one of the things that I accomplished in 2017 that carries over to 2018 is Six Stories Told at Night is going to the Toronto Fringe.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so a stage adaptation of a podcast, which I don't know if that's been done
before. I can't think of any
off the top of my head.
Six Stories, Blazing Trails,
Blazing
Wherever It
Trails.
Goes.
I love it.
Yeah.
So tell us about Six Stories Told Tonight. I listened to it. It was absolutely fantastic. Not a dry eye in that last episode. Oh.
Yeah.
So a big shout out to Blythe Haynes, who is your voice. But what is Six Stories Told Tonight?
So it started out as an audio drama, a one-woman audio drama that came out in 2016. So it's interweaving stories. It's a tale of love and friendship and very dark Canadian fairy tales.
Mm. Do people die in the snow?
That's spoilers.
You'll have to go to the Toronto Fringe Festival to find out.
Yeah,
or listen to the podcast.
I'm going to be spending a chunk of 2018 adapting it from a one-woman show to a many-person stage play.
There
you go.
Which will be cool.
Ooh, nice.
And it's coming in July, right?
Yes. Yes. It should be a very theatrically inclined year, actually, because Blythe and I have a few other theater schemes up our sleeves.
Secret
spoilers
planes.
Thing just reminded me of a gag from Doctor Who last night. They rescue this the soldier from World War One, and
Steve Trevor.
No, different. Sorry,
no,
man. No, not him.
Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
No, not Jean-Claude Van Johnson. But they rescue this guy, and he says World War One, and the soldier says, I'm sorry, did you say World War One? And he said, well, yes, judging by the clothes and by the fashion. He said, yes, but what did you mean by
one?
And Peter Capaldi goes, oh, sorry, spoilers. So, 2018 is going to be the year that you take six stories to the stage. Mm-hmm. What about writing wise? What else have you got? Have you got anything planned? Any terrifying unicorn stories or anything along those lines?
That is writing, technically, I suppose. also, like, I should be finished my Beer Magic novel by the time we get to Smokey.
Woo-hoo!
Wait,
what's Beer Magic?
I was going to say, wait a minute, did I miss this Beer Magic?
I've only been talking about it online for a few weeks.
I know about it. I was listening.
I tell you why I missed this. Because for Operation Endgame, we had a just totalitarian editor who had me jump into so many. Do you know how hard I had his research, Guan Guillon? Man! Sorry, Katie, you were saying.
He can't leave things alone, can he? I know about the beer magic, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I'm about 40K in. It's urban historical fantasy. There's a magic system based in beer.
And Toronto is the
fantastic.
Center of the universe.
Yeah, as it is.
I can't tell him that. He would actually become a warlock.
I would.
That's not fantasy. That's just
beer.
Toronto is just the center of the universe. That's fine. That's right. Yeah, but I should be done by Smokey.
Congratulations.
Pondering. Thank you. I'm pondering some novellas. And I made a bet with my mom, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so... this year was rougher for me creatively, so I've been kicking around this idea for a totally non-genre, non-speculative, middle-grade fiction novel.
Ooh.
For years. It's been kind of lurking in the back of my head, and I finally got to the point where I told my mom, fine, if I don't sell anything by the end of this year, like anything else, I'm going to write that novel.
So now do you have to write that novel?
Unless I sell something in the next, like, 8 hours. I'm
telling you right now, don't ever make bets like that, because we made a bet like that with Countless User Crimson.
And it happened.
And then we had to write that thing.
I kind of want to write this, like, middle-grade novel, cool. though. So nice. I think it's a good kick to actually do it.
All right, so...
If somebody could read it.
Yeah,
so here's my question about novellas. Because I've heard you talk about novellas. I've heard other authors talking about writing novellas. Are novellas coming back?
Yeah, they're a big thing. Tor.com has like a whole imprint of them.
Yeah, they're doing very
successfully.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew that Tor.com was doing something with novellas, but
novella is like, 30,000 words?
30,000 to 40,000 words.
How many pages is that?
I don't know, because I only think in words.
Right. Yeah, we only think in words.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's
imagine a third of a novel, roughly. Yeah. A third to just under half of a novel.
Yeah.
They're a huge thing. Seanan McGuire's Every Heart a Doorway got a ton of accolades and attention. Like, it won the Nebula, and I'm pretty sure it won the Hugo as well.
That's very cool.
There seems to be a growing market for them, because they're quick reads that people can pick up.
They're pretty... And I imagine they're also cheaper to produce, because they're so much smaller.
That's right. That's right.
Everyone wins.
Yeah, absolutely. No,
shout out to Canadian author Kelly Robson, whose novella, Gods, Monsters, and the Lucky Peach, will be coming out next
week. Oh, I love that title.
That's
I
a
love
great
peaches.
Title.
Why's it got to be Canadian author?
Just because in my head, that's
have how
my,
you hear
my
it?
Canadian crew.
Like, we always hear best-selling author and podcaster and award-winning.
Here it comes.
T. Morrison. I get up at 5:45 every morning to be in the Crucible. That's how we hear it.
You guys can suck it.
You know what? You know what our side of the desk accomplished this 2017?
What?
I'd love to hear that.
We saw people curl.
Hey now.
We did. They had curling at our skate rink on Friday night. I've never seen curling like ever.
So you were so you were talking about curling. Yeah, yeah. I did not realize you were such a fan of curling.
Do they curl along Toronto?
I didn't. What about curling that appeals to you, man?
It's stones. They throw stones across.
Explain stones. Explain to Serena what curling is.
All right. So you've got basically, like, if you were playing darts, right? You have a bullseye.
Oh.
Okay. But instead of throwing darts, you're taking the stone and you're sliding it along the ice, and you've got two people whose job it is to sweep so that it speeds up or slows down.
Oh, that.
And then the other team gets to try to knock your stone out of the circle. But I've never seen it live, but we played the crap out of it in Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games on the Wii. And then it was sort of like how you got into wrestling, right? So my buddy Dave says, "Hey man, I got the WWE network. You want to come over and watch pay-per-view?" And I said, sure, because I've watched wrestling for a long time. And Brandon goes, I want to go. Why do you want to go? And he goes, because I play the video game and I want to see what they really look like. And that's how we got into curling, was the same thing.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Cool. And then Rusev. You got to tell him the Rusev thing.
Oh, my God. So there's a career mode, and I was like, I think 15 or 16 matches in without losing.
Wow.
And the first guy to beat me was Rusev. So I hate him.
So who's Rusev? Who is Rusev?
So Rusev, he's been a heel for a long time. He's just this big Bulgarian dude. And so we're booing Rusev, right? Because just because he's beaten Brandon's character in a video game. Well, flash forward to find out last year when Rusev's real wife was making her in-ring debut, he wasn't watching the pay-per-view because he was home playing Destiny.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. So not the Big Show, but this other guy, Rusev. Right, so now we sort of have to root for him.
Okay. Because he's... And if he mains a warlock, I mean, if he mains a hunter, then you're really screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is that. Well, as for, I can say this for me in 2018, one of the things I'm looking forward to doing is finishing a solo novel. I've been working really hard at finishing at least one solo novel, and it's been frustrating because, and I love to get everyone's opinions on it, there's this one novel that I really want to write, but right now I can't seem to find a home for it. But there's another novel that if I finish it, it may be getting a home, and it's a little more to market. It's a little more to market. It's, you know, it involves a demon slayer. It involves urban fantasy. What was that?
Is it Ghost Rider?
Well, no, it's not Ghost Rider. No, I'm not. God, I wish I was writing for Ghost Rider. I wish I was writing for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I would, in a heartbeat,
Savini Jason.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider Jason.
I would be writing for Robbie Reyes, not Nicolas Cage. No, not Johnny Blaze. But anyway, no, it's hard because I feel like I'm digging deep to finish this one novel, but I really want to finish the other novel. So I'd love to hear from the writers in the room.
Well, you know what my opinion is.
Do them both?
Yeah. No.
That's my solution.
Do the marketable one first and then enjoy doing the other one.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
On my own time?
Yeah.
Well,
that would be my suggestion as well.
Then there's the third problem. Then there's option three. I'm pitching to the folks over at Wiley Publishing. I'm pitching over to them Twitch for Dummies. I sat down and I actually talked to the chief editor over there, and I gave him my ideas. I gave him my pitch, and he said, "I was slightly interested before I got on the phone. Now I'm extremely interested." So I'm actually working both tonight and tomorrow. I will probably be working on the outline to get that out, but that also means that I'm going to be making some changes here in the studio. And
you know you have no right to write that on your own, right? You have to get some of the people we've interviewed.
Well, no. Here's why. No.
Well, you do.
That's been the big debate.
Well, you did that when Podcasting for Dummies as well. You interviewed a lot of people and talked to a lot of people.
I interviewed a lot of people, but no. Brandon calls me on the biggest fear I've gotten in writing this, because they're going to be people who have been on Twitch for years, mm-hmm. and they're all going to come up to me and they're going to go, "Who are you?" After only a few months of being on Twitch, who are you to write Twitch for Dummies? And I'm like, here's who I am. Mm-hmm. You're on Twitch. You're on Twitch 6 to 8 to sometimes 10 hours a day. And then you're going to get off Twitch to spend even more time in front of a computer writing a book. Are you going to do that?
Just because you're a Twitch streamer doesn't mean that you can write.
That's the other thing. Yeah. Two, I'm a writer. I haven't just written fiction. I've written Podcasting for Dummies, all three editions. I've done all of Twitter. I've done Teach Yourself Twitter in 10 minutes. I've done social media for writers. Hang on. I'm making a breach. And then, on top of all that, the other reason that I'm doing this is because I'm the beginner. For these guys, the ones who are on Twitch for 10 to 12 hours in a stint, they've got all the bells. They've got all the whistles. And I would love to interview them, to talk to them about how to get to that level. But I'm approaching this from the beginner's level. Yeah. And
that's what the For Dummies series is all about. It's like you're starting off as a beginner.
I think for myself, when I'm trying to decide between different projects, it always breaks down to cost and benefit, right?
Yeah.
Like, the thing that is not going to take me very long to write, but comes with a nice big contract and a lot of money,
right?
I'm going to make time for that. Whereas the thing that's going to suck my soul and not actually pay me that much, maybe that's something I cut in 2018.
Hence why,
my question to you is, how long do you think it would take to write a book like Twitch for Dummies, and how much money do you think you could get for it? Would it be worth the amount of time you'd put into the book?
I'm not going to go into any numbers.
Don't go into numbers.
But I will tell you this much. I can tell you exactly how long, because Operation Endgame was supposed to come out in May. It came out in December.
Yeah,
why?
Good.
Oh, and it would have come out earlier in December had we not had the editorial issue that we had with Podcasting for Dummies 3rd edition. It would take me a good 6 months, 6 to 8 months to write Twitch for Dummies.
And is the benefit that you'd get from writing Twitch for Dummies going to be higher than sinking that 6 to 8 months into fiction?
The answer would be yes, because Podcasting for Dummies right now is performing, as from what I can tell, it's performing better now in 2017 than it did in 2005.
Oh, there's a bigger market.
Then I think you've made your, like,
yeah,
that's your decision right there then.
Well, first I got to clear it. The other thing too is the only thing that's giving me pause is they're saying, Unity, instead of doing a Twitch for Dummies, we have this other series that's geared to younger audiences. It's the Dummies Junior, and maybe we could do that. And I'm like, okay, there's a problem I have with that, and here's why. So this pertains to you, Serena. You and I were talking about. Do you remember when you and I were talking about you streaming?
Yeah.
And what did you want to stream? Do you remember? At the time,
Overwatch.
Right. So I go on to Lulu's channel. This is a woman.
But it's like extremely toxic and stuff like that.
I'm getting there. So I go on with this one streamer. Her name is Lulu, and she is now at twitch.tv/ilulu. She's now going under that moniker. And I said to Lulu, I said, I have a 13-year-old that wants to stream. What do you think? And she was like, I don't know. 13 is kind of young, especially because she's female. I think she should watch, get a feel for it. And I said, well, she wants to stream Overwatch. Not only did Lulu go, oh, God, no. on the chat stream, it was like, no, 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 no. It was an astounding no.
So what you're saying is that the book would, you should tell the editor that you're talking to, there's an extreme amount of toxicity that we might not be wanting to expose young kids to.
But here's the thing, and I want to get both of your inputs on this, both Serena and Brandon. One of their top sellers is YouTube for Dummies Junior. It's huge. And so do you think that something like that would appeal to a younger audience, or for Dummies book for Twitch? What do you think?
Well, I mean, it would require more of the parents to do the work.
Right.
Instead of the kids trying to actually set everything up. That's the main problem there.
Yeah.
But not only for Overwatch, but for most FPS games, the target of trolls is the very young side of things.
True. That's very true.
Now, do you think it's more toxic on Overwatch, or do you think it's more toxic on Minecraft?
It depends really on like what's going on. If it's competitive, it can be very toxic. It can be very, very toxic.
Okay.
Overwatch.
Yes. Yes, Overwatch.
However, but Minecraft as well.
Yeah, but it's not real. I guess it's not really as toxic as Overwatch, but it's like it's up there.
Okay,
there's a big difference between the two, because Overwatch, they're not only the two completely different genre games.
True,
but also with Minecraft, there's no forced game chat.
Oh, okay.
With Overwatch, if you're thrown into a match, anyone can turn on their mic and start talking.
Right.
You can mute them.
Right.
But that doesn't stop you from the countless amounts of people that are going to try and troll or just put you down for playing.
Going back to what you were saying, Katie, making the sale, if it came down to, well, T, we'll, you know, we're not going to do a Twitch for Dummies book, but we'll do a Twitch Dummies Junior book, that would be a hard sell for me to stomach, because again,
well, I would definitely go at the editor with, well, I have a 13-year-old and this and this and this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is why I think that wouldn't work.
Yeah,
I don't think if there was going to be a Twitch for Dummies Junior, I don't think that would really work, because kids younger may want to try it out, and I don't know, because who really knows? Because like I said, it's toxic. And
are you saying it would also be too technically difficult? Or
yes.
Okay.
There's the thing there too is the lower attention span, because it takes dedication.
It does.
The fact that you get up at 5:45 every weekday.
And I want to get up earlier.
We give you so much flack for it, but it's
but I'm the one getting up. Yeah. You guys aren't.
But imagine how quickly a kid would shut down to that idea.
True.
Like, they would try it and maybe stop after, like, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
It wouldn't last as long as you've been managing to pull it off.
And yeah, and I still don't know how I'm doing that.
YouTube has a much lower point of entry. True. It's easier and cheaper.
And YouTube is kind of dying.
Well, from the mouth of babes, there we go. YouTube is dying. Well, I
prediction for 2018.
I said kind of.
Okay.
Because there's so many ads in it, and they're trying to make money.
the adpocalypse.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I like that. The adpocalypse.
And it's also killing YouTubers because if they don't like mute out like certain curses, the ads basically get them the views. Because
really?
Because the ads are like
the things you learn.
No, the ad.
Because the ads are like centered on like who sees it and who doesn't. Because it depends on where the person lives. Because they may get different like.
It's all based on demographics. I know this because this is what I do.
Yeah, for the last week I've been getting nothing but Overwatch League ads. Which I don't have a problem with because they're 6 seconds each. But you know.
Yeah, but still, it gets.
I get a variety of ads on YouTube, like from cars to like freaking.
Are you gonna buy a car?
No, I'm too young.
They don't seem to know that.
It's the monetization part of it. I watched one channel. They haven't been like every once in a while. There's been a video that's been demonetized with ads removed, and recently, every video that they've had since like 2008 has been demonetized.
Wow.
Just because of like the content they're producing now.
Interesting.
And they didn't swear until like 2012, and everything before that got demonetized as well.
What?
Which is why the adpocalypse is what it's been dubbed.
It's real, man.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's real.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Struggle is real. So in closing, let's start with Brandon, go all the way around. What do you want? So we've already talked about what we're aiming for in 2018. So what's the thing that, if you had to pick one thing that you want to concentrate on to get done, what is it?
My whole program in music tech.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, Nick?
So 2018 is going to be the prolific year of writing in our household, so I know that that's coming. If I wanted to go obscene, stupid stretch goal, it would be to meet some of the folks who we know virtually from the podcast community, from the guests we've had on the show, any of that stuff, meet those folks in person, get a chance to hang out and have a drink.
We might get the chance
for some of these.
Yeah, for some of them. But that'd be the fun thing to do. But yeah, the writing's going to happen one way or another. It's already, the wheels are in motion for us.
Yes, Katie. Similar. Writing's going to happen one way or another. Like this stuff, it has to get done.
Yeah,
right. So if I had to focus on one thing, I mean, last year I feel like this past year, like I feel like I was writing without joy a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, I feel like I'd like to get that joy and that kindness back in my 2018. I'd like it to be a kinder year.
Man, and you're not even in the U.S.
No.
Run
that's,
fast.
That's the sad
be
thing.
Be kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? What about you, Serena?
I kind of just want to, I guess, focus on Colgan and just have fun for the rest of the school year and just at least pass with A's and B's, if not all straight A's.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
there
we
go. Because
aim high.
Yeah, and also because that teacher.
I know.
That teacher.
Bridge too far.
We've all had that teacher.
We're going to deal with that.
Let me see.
Could you move further back, please?
I'm back here.
Nice.
Thank you.
I think this year, you know, some writers this year have been picking
four.
Why are we not drinking on this
I
show?
I don't know.
We should be.
I'm
excellent
underage.
Question.
Well, you won't be drinking. Home. Well, you got bubbles.
Yeah.
But not but drinking. Yeah. So writers have been picking, one of the things that writers have been doing on social media is picking words for the next year. So my word is build. I'm going to be working on building up Verity Fitzroy, and also my sub word might be marketing. So
Bob the Builder, who markets his own company.
That's right.
Yeah. There you go.
Bob has a very successful company.
Called
I
a
think,
TV show.
I think for me, it really is to finish the solo novel because
so your word is finish.
My writing word is complete.
Complete.
Not finished, complete.
Can I tell you how much better a word build is than bills? Just for the record.
Indeed.
And we'll
we know what's in that, so you could go ahead and open it.
Yeah, I know. Okay. We're going to get to that. But, okay. But again, going back to what Katie said, I've got to find the joy. Cause
joy, yes.
This particular title that I'm talking about, which is Wolf in the Fold, was my first Smokey project.
That's a deadline.
And that's when I want to finish it. I'd like to have it finished before we go to Smokey. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of getting there, and we'll see how this goes. Okay. And to close out 2017, because that's when we're closing this, is on New Year's Eve. Let's open up the last one for 2017.
Yeah, it's that time when you're asking...
Oh, what's in the box?
Inside the Ark are treasures beyond your wildest aspirations.
Time for a Loot Crate looky-loo on the shared desk.
What's in the fucking box?
You want to see it open as well as I.
And this is going to be one that we've talked about because...
What was the thing?
This one, I don't think we're going to be putting anything in the grab
bag. Oh,
because
it's a good box.
Did you already open this?
Has it got beer and booze in it?
No.
No. But
this would be Explore.
The loot crate for December is Explore. We have not looked into this at all.
We have.
But we do know that here are the franchises: Destiny 2, Star Wars, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And a mystery franchise.
Hey, so why would you look at the franchises in advance? That seems like it takes a little bit of the
it does.
Loo out of the looky-loo.
This is the only time because I looked it up by accident and I thought, oh, I can't unsee it now.
I will put parental controls on your computer.
Look at that. Look at that.
It's got like a...
It's got the whole Star Wars montage going on. Okay, so straight out of the box, we have the... What? Mobile Suit Gundam. Wow.
There's your mystery one, because ours was different than that.
Wow.
Oh, so everyone got a different mystery.
Yeah, the mystery one, it came from... They're trying to sell you on a different loot crate, so that's from the loot crate anime.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I see.
Yep.
That makes
sense. Ours was different, but equally cool.
Going to dig down a little deeper in here, and...
he's going for the plastic stuff. You know he's going for plastic.
Oh, hey, nice. We've got our new calendar.
Oh, there it is.
I have to replace Bowie with Chris Pratt.
It'd be nice if we got a bigger one, though, because it's going to look really kind of dorky in a tiny little
space. All about size, Demoris.
Maybe we could find another Bowie calendar.
We could find a Bowie calendar.
We're going to find a Bowie calendar.
Four mini ones.
Yeah.
Four mini Bowies.
Let's see.
Four mini Bowies.
Caca.
At the very bottom. Ooh.
Star Wars.
It's from IDW Comics. And it's Star Wars Adventures Destroyer Down. And
it's a Rey?
It's with. Nice. It looks like it's a prequel that involves Rey before... Yeah, if you want to take a look at that, Serena.
Grab your hands.
If she joined the future war cult, would she be Sheree Agadushlu?
She would be Sheree Agadushlu. Bada bing. By the way, if you bought a box of dehydrated water, what would you add?
Right. Bought a box of batteries.
There
batteries
you
not included.
There you go. All right. And then for the T-shirt.
Is it a Destiny
dang.
T-shirt?
Yes.
Wow.
And let's see, what's it got on?
It's the original, it's the ship you start off with.
Wanderwing. Ah.
The Wanderwing. Ooh, that's drop dead sexy.
Can I say something about the...
That is drop dead sexy. And the loot crate pin is the classic rocket ship.
Okay.
It's the mini Hugo. I'll never
Pip,
win.
You,
you now have a Hugo.
Pip, you sounded underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed by...
You saw the pin and you were like, okay.
And also looks like they're downscaling the instead of doing booklets, they're now just doing little
postcards,
cards,
yeah.
Which may not be a bad idea because man, I got a whole shelf full of drawer full of these booklets.
And then if you turn the loot crate inside out, it is a Star Wars aerial fight scene.
But here's the problem with that: I still haven't done the ghost from the,
well,
from
I know.
The last one.
I know,
and you constantly give me heat about that.
Still
one day you've got to come over here.
I believe that was from July.
Yes, it was.
Maybe your word in 2018 should be ghost.
Serena wanted to make some observations.
What was the observations?
So one of this I don't know what the bot was it, but it's from, it looks like one from Rogue One.
K2SO.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Nice one.
Also, it says how it's like, how there's stuff in there after being buried. It's probably like... Remember how it starts off in The Force Awakens?
Just going to say that.
Yeah, it's probably like
a tie-in.
No, it's probably a tie-in
to that destroyer.
To
she was
looking in the destroyer and stuff like that.
I think you're right there. Good loot crate. I think we're going to hang on to everything here.
I'm probably going to be reading this first.
You go right ahead and you can read that first.
Yay!
I will probably take this with me to work because we need a Bowie calendar there. So, yeah. Nice loot crate, everybody. Nice way to end a year. And onward to 2018. So we're going to be visiting MAGFest, but I knew that. But
shout out to Rob Aldrich, who's going to be there.
Yes, the incomparable Rob Aldrich. Yeah.
If you don't know this guy, like literally, he sat on a panel with us, but he watched every episode of every series of every flavor of Transformers just to put a list together of the 20 best episodes. They're not all good.
No,
dedicated.
That's a lot of stuff.
I like it.
Yes, he was very dedicated.
709 episodes later.
So, Katie, you're going to be heading back
to Canada.
Sadly, you're going to be heading back to Canada.
MAGFest starts Thursday if you want to go to MAGFest.
There you go. But afraid not. But
immigration might come for it before then.
You've got a cat to get back to. You've got a beautiful black cat to get to. But where are you going to be in the next couple of months?
I will be at ReaderCon in July.
Where's that? Is that in Boston?
It's Quincy, Massachusetts.
Oh, it's Massachusetts.
It's just outside of Boston.
Okay.
Actually, in April, I may or may not crash Ad Astra.
Ooh,
in Toronto.
Wow. Ad Astra. Sweet ass.
Probably won't. And then in the fall, I'll be at CanCon in Ottawa.
Yay!
Very cool. Very cool. I know that, let's see, our first big event is probably not going to be until RavenCon. And I know that we're going to be heading down
to
RavenCon.
We have five cons in six weeks.
It just happened that way.
I don't know why. We're going to be in places like Cincinnati.
I can tell you why.
Everybody does everything at the same time. And
No, they were saying, well, we'll pay your way.
Yeah, every time they say we'll pay, we go, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Who are you? Where are we going?
The
Cincinnati?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
The answer is yes.
Sure.
So, and we're making RavenCon a priority because Chuck Wendig's going to be the guest of honor.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. He's good.
And I'll actually get to meet him because I had to go to New Zealand when you went up to the Poconos.
To the Pocono Writers Festival.
Yes.
Yeah, that was nice.
And you lurked behind him. So I might, you know.
It was good fun. Did anybody have anything to say in closing? Here you go. It's 2018 for all the writers that are listening. They're trying to get stuff done. And this is just for, you know, the youngins can sit back because this is for Nick, this is for Katie, and this is for Pip. One piece of advice that you want to give people in tackling 2018. Nick, go.
If you need an accountability partner, find an accountability partner. I have some friends who had never done Nano before and said that they were going to do it. And not all of them finished. Some of them got 10,000 words. Some of them got 25,000 words. But at the end of it, at the end of November, they all said universally, if we hadn't put a group together for accountability, they never would have gotten even that far. Mm. And so they had accomplished more than they had done in 6 months. Mm. So sometimes that's what you need.
Right. Find a pal.
Yeah.
There you go.
And they don't have to be nice to you all the time.
It's okay to do your own thing and to dance your own path. I think it's very easy sometimes to look at all of the other writers around you, and this person just got a book deal, and this person sold another award-winning story. And it's okay. We're all doing our own... You've got your own path to follow. So as long as you're doing what makes you happy and brings you joy in your process, you're doing okay.
I like that
one. I love
it. Yeah.
How about you, Pip?
Mine would always be one foot in front of the other. Just keep moving. Just keep flying. They can't take the sky from me.
Oh, man. Oh, come on. Oh. Nice one. Avoid excuses. And here's a personal anecdote that I'm going to tell. I was having an issue with productivity in 2017. And good friend of the show, good friend period, Peach, Piper J Drake, she turned me on to Dragon Anywhere, which is this app. And my productivity literally multiplied by a factor of 3 to 5. And I said, this is the next best thing. And I remember hearing another writer say, well, I couldn't do that. And I said, why not? Well, that's when I'd listen to podcasts, is during my commute. So I couldn't do that. Well, okay, then don't complain if it's taking you a little longer to write the first draft of your book. Mm-hmm. Because that's an excuse. I don't get to listen to my...
Two types, right? Limiting beliefs and empowering beliefs. And as soon as you say, I can't blank, then you are limiting yourself and you're putting yourself in a box.
Right.
Right. So you got to recognize that that's language.
Right.
That's a lesson for you kids, right?
Right.
We do two things. We either win or we learn. That's it.
Don't worry, it's okay. I'm sure Serena heard you, but she is knee deep in this comic book.
That's fine.
I'm okay with that.
It's Star Wars.
I'm more than okay with that. It's Star Wars and it's comics. I'm okay with that. So
she can listen to this podcast on her commute.
There you go. Hopefully to Colgan.
Yes,
and there you go. We'll see
precisely.
How it goes. So anyway, we have to run upstairs. I've got some
needs to be taken care of.
The butt needs basting. So there we go. So Nick, in closing with this Geek Wolf Pack / shared desk, what do you got to say? Anything in closing?
Happy 2018, everybody, and let's get it done.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And on top of that note, we're just going ahead and end with that this is protected by a non-commercial, no derivative, share alike United States 3.0 license. And you can find out more about that at creativecommons.org. So until next time, enjoy the ride.
We'll catch you later.
Geek out.
Oh, is it me now? See you next time.